Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. Greetings and welcome aboard another edition Sports Byline broadcast at Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka, as we talk the world of sports here for the next hour, and we will get you updated on the world of sports and a whole lot more here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Dominic Jimenez in tow as well, as we will get after it here. Off night for the NBA, resuming with Boston up 2-0 tomorrow night in Dallas. That'll be a Wednesday into a Thursday. We'll come to you live from the Metroplex in Big D tomorrow night. We look forward to that. Until then, the NHL is a little lopsided, but listen, Florida's won 2 at home, 3-0, 4-1. That series will now switch to Canada, Edmonton, Alberta. So we got really, and I wrote it on my blog at mouthofthemidwest.com. Folks, we don't have any drama right now in these finals. NBA or the NHL Stanley Cup finals, there is zero drama. I mean, listen, relatively competitive games, except on the ice. It's been lopsided. Florida has outscored Edmonton 7-1. It's just through two games. I mean, let's, you know, it is what it is, right? So listen, I wouldn't be stunned if we're looking at a pair of sweeps. I mean, it'll be season on the line tomorrow night in Dallas, Wednesday into a Thursday here on Byline. Doncic, we found out, and it's not a surprise. He was given painkiller, a shot before the game Sunday night in Boston. He'll get another one tomorrow. He's done great. I mean, he really has. I mean, you can't lay this at the feet of Luka Doncic. You can't just do it. You just can't. It's Kyrie and others. And until they get that sorted out and they put together a team effort, Boston's in the driver's seat right now. And I get the whole idea. Well, you know, you haven't lost anything until you lost on your home court. If they don't get their act together, this is going to be a 4-game sweep-a-rooney. And away we go. I mean, it'll be over before Father's Day. So figure that out. All right. That's where we get started. You know this program on American Forces Radio Network. We love football, NFL, college. We also like football, as in World Cup, MLS, English Premier League, La Liga, not so much, but Dom does. But Nico Bifsas is going to join us, and we're going to talk some Euro 2024. That's coming up in length as we sweep the bottom of the hour here on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight. Jen and Jeff, the Riches. It's a great name, too. Jen and Jeff, the Riches. Not necessarily money. They're rich in many different ways. Jeff's been a great contributor to the program. I listen to them in the overnight on a Monday into a Tuesday. It was great. Great content. He's a big Cleveland fan, so I'll give them a little cross promotion here on the network. You'll hear them every other hour throughout the night as the way we go here. You know, I want to go NBA Finals. I want to go NHL. I can't do it today. I mean, what am I going to tell you? I mean, I'll do it tomorrow, and then we'll do it on Thursday and Friday in Dallas, but I mean, what can we add to it? Well, okay. Porzingis has got an oddball injury. It's a calf, but it's a tear. Will he be back? I don't know. They're up 2-0. They might give him a go. I'll start right there. We'll do the little mash unit, little discourse here. Porzingis may go. Doncic's getting another shot. I'll tell you right now, the most hurt player is Kyrie Irving, and I don't know what he's suffering from or struggling with, maybe a broken heart, who knows, because he just doesn't look like himself. But you know what? The series switches to Dallas. Let's see how it goes at American Airlines Center tomorrow night, and then we will report back to you. I mean, we're going to heavy up today off the beaten path. We're going really off the sports grid because I'm going to start with the U.S. Open. Pinehurst number two. Legendary golf course that doesn't, I don't think, get its due. It really doesn't, because you've got Augusta, you've got Pine Valley, you've got Pebble. You know, you have great Shinnecock, which will host the United States Open next year. Make your reservations early. You know, I was reading a piece today. Do you realize here we are? The U.S. Open is traditionally Father's Day weekend, okay, and no different this year. Next year, it'll be no different. Shinnecock 2025 is just off the charts. I mean, or is it 2026? I don't know. But anyways, there was a piece today on the Golf Channel, and I was like just watching this over lunch going, wow. I mean, hotels, bed and breakfast, Verbos, vacation rentals by owner, you know, bed and breakfast, crazy, private jets, planes, trains, automobiles to get to a golf tournament out on Long Island. I'll look it up during the break. I think it was 2025, but it might have been 2026, but it's just cuckoo. And, you know, Pebble's getting another one. Pinehurst after this year will get another one. Brookline in Boston, essentially the country club. They'll get another one. All these great golf courses. You know, when it comes to the U.S. Open, you know, they're going to Bethpage eventually. You know, you just know what they're going to do. They're so predictable, which is a good thing, you know, because Augusta and the Masters is, you know, it's not fluid. I mean, it's same place, same course, same deal every year. But so this year we get to Pinehurst number two. And what we have is arguably, without a doubt, a great gap, a chasm between the number one ranked player of the world, Scottie Scheffler, and everyone else. The last time we went down this particular highway, it involved Eldrick Woods, Tiger Woods, right? It was Tiger, and then who's going to finish second for a time. And it wasn't always the case. But I'm telling you right now, folks, this is to me such a lock certainty. And forget gambling and anything else. I'm just talking about you settle down, final round on Sunday when they turn for home. Barring something crazy, they're going to be chasing Scottie Scheffler. And I think he's going to pull away on this particular track with lightning fast greens. And if you don't hit the fairway here, and you could say that about any United States Open. If you don't drive the ball straight, you're in a world of hurt. And rarely does Scheffler stray from the fairway. So this to me, and this is going to be a bold statement, this tournament's over before it begins. I'll tell you right now, it's going to take, you can tell me about Schauffele, Hadwin. You could tell me about Rory. Victor Hovland, Tommy Fleetwood, who's kind of my sleeper pick. I threw that in there on my blog at mouthofthemidwest.com. But I will tell you, if you really think about it, Scheffler has to beat himself. There's just not enough guys that do what Scottie Scheffler does to make it even remotely, to me, I'm not going to say competitive, because someone's going to go out there and shoot 65 or 66, the quote-unquote rabbit, you know, some player you don't expect, but it's not going to sustain. Yeah, you know, Brian Harman, great player. I mean, we go back to last year out at the LA Country Club, U.S. Open was phenomenal. It really was. First of all, it was in a, you know, right off the campus of UCLA, a golf course which we you know, we really didn't know much about because it's shrouded in so much secrecy, but we found out Wyndham Clark tore it up, got the lead midway through Saturday and didn't look back. To me, it's going to be very, very drama-less. Scottie Scheffler, if he plays his game, is going to go, and when I say the score, I mean it, 8 to 10 under is going to win this tournament. Maybe 12, but I think it's going to be more in the 8 to 10 range. I'll keep that little narrow window. So, you know, I hate to throw a wet rag over it, but he's just, he crushes the ball. He putts extremely well. His short game is peerless right now. There's nobody there. You can tell me about McIlroy and Schauffele and some of these other guys that, you know, quote unquote, have great short games. Adam Scott comes to mind, other people. Not this time around. So, listen, Scheffler, you know, a lot of drama over the last month with the arrest, the birth of his new child, so much going on. And yet, what is he? He's like walking through self-checkout at Whole Foods. He's just concentrated. He's getting his 8 items or less, and he's out the door. And you don't even know who he is. There's no hyperbole. There's no craziness. There's no drama. There's no inflammatory quotes. He's a Bible-toting, great Christian gentleman who resides down in Dallas and just goes about business. And his business is winning golf tournaments. And guess what? I think you can add another major to his resume come Sunday, Father's Day night, at about 7 to 7:30 Eastern time. That's how confident I am. Now, that's me. Now, you want to play this tape back on Monday? And I, you know what they say? You know, revenge or, chicanery and stupid picks are best served cold. Well, guess what? I'll own it. I just think he's and golf is a strange thing. It is, because you can be cruising along at 4 or 5 under and you can hit a ball out of bounds. And especially the U.S. Open, where it's known for what? Fast greens, narrow fairways, an unyielding, punishing rough. They grow it up. They grow it up in advance. Pinehurst, I guarantee you, the USGA has been on the grounds there for the last 5 to 6 weeks, and the rough is brutal. You hit it in, you get off the fairway, it's a bogey. And you get club's length off the fairway into rough, it's a double bogey, or better, or worse, rather, I should say. So that's where we are right now. I got Scheffler. You can have the whole field, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't gambling. This isn't nothing other than I'll take Scheffler. You folks in America can have anybody. You can have the whole field, and I like my chances. That's how much I think he is going to dominate. So that's where we go. All right, let's get to, some baseball. And you got to go to the Yankees, you know, and as you look at your newspaper, if you look at your tablet, you look at the standings, a couple things jump off the page. You know, Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies, you're not surprised. Braves, you're a little bit surprised because they're not really doing what they should be doing. The Kansas City Royals right now are putting up a record, and you're going, what the heck is this? We're going to go back to 2015 in the World Series to get excited about the Royals. Well, the Yankees are visiting. They won 4-2 last night. I like Kansas City tonight to put a little L in the column. But let me tell you something. Stroman's pitching, Heels pitching, the bullpen, Judge. Oh, wait a second. I just heard it. It just left the bat. Judge just hit another home run. He's on pace for 75-plus home runs. No steroids that we know of. Yankees right now look, along with the Phillies, like they're on a page all by themselves. Dodgers, perhaps, but we shall see. All right, we're coming up. We're going to do Euro 2024. We're taking a pause in this midweek. Why? There's other things to talk about because the NHL is boring and the NBA looks lopsided right now. So we're going Euro 24. Nico Bifsauce, he's coming up next here on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. Jeff and Jen coming up. The Riches. Look forward to that. Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. Yes, so anyways, we're getting everything bundled up, wrapped into a nice tight bow for Dallas. We look forward to it. What are we going to be talking about? Who knows? Listen, I hate these series when they go lopsided. 2-0, 3-0. Away we go. I hate it because, you know, NBA, you want to see any of them, you know, I want to see a 6-7 game series. I want to be edge of my seat. I want to be chomping at my nails. Yeah, I want my Celtics to win. Yeah, of course I do. But, you know, it's not about me. I just want to see a competitive series, and we don't have either right now. But again, if it follows the pro forma where home ice and home court matters most, okay. I get you. So we shall see. I do know this. Boston is just too deep for Dallas right now. Dallas doesn't have any really margin of error. They just don't. I mean, you know what you're getting out of Doncic. And he can have a bad night. Of course, any player can. Tatum has them all the time, right? I mean, Jason Tatum. And I thought the guys, by the way, on ESPN, PTI, is a little rough on Tatum. Look, yeah, he What do you mean? If he doesn't score 35 or 40, he has an off night? No, he had 16, and Grady had 2 points at halftime. But look at the assists, look at the rebounds, look at the other stuff. Big factor here. All right, we got Nico ready to go. I promised you we would get into this. We'll backload this. We'll start Euro 2024, but we'll let him weigh in on the NBA. He's a good friend. He's a native of Athens, Greece. He is going to be our man, along with Dom and company here on Euro 2024. Nico Bifsas, away we go. Nico, Marty Terrell here. Welcome to Sports Byline. Welcome to our program, and it's now your program. How are you, Nico?
I'm doing amazing, Marty. Very nice to hear you. Thank you for having me.
I love having you on, buddy. Euro 2024. Give me an overview. I mean, we got World Cup coming up 2026. You and I were discussing this over the weekend. You love Euro, you know, you love the Euro tournament 2024 as much as you do the World Cup. Give me an overview on why you're so passionate about this. I know the answer, but let's share it with the world. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Euro 2024 is the second most important national team league that happens in the world, the World Cup being number one, of course. But Euro 2024 comes right under it. Anybody that's a sports fan and anybody that's specifically a soccer fan has to watch it. We're talking about the best countries representing Europe, the best European players putting all the line for their teams. And really, there's no game that is going to go unnoticed because those players are representing their country. And if you live in the USA, World Cup is coming in a couple years, and USA is certainly going to play a few, at least, of these teams that are going to be playing come Friday, June 14th, starting with Germany against Scotland in Allianz Arena.
Looking forward to it. Nico Bifsas is with us here. He's going to be our soccer insider on Euro 2024. He is presented by Mercedes-Benz and the New England Mercedes-Benz Coalition, including Herb Chambers, Danvers, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, parts of New Hampshire, and all over the upper northeast of New England. That is Mercedes-Benz with quality pre-owned just off lease. Great, great deals on financing, warranties, nothing like the luxury, the safety of Mercedes-Benz. Nico Bifsas with us. All right, Nico, it's in Germany, I believe eight or nine venues. A couple were left off. A couple of venues, but when you look at Euro 2024 and you look at the venues for where these matches are going to be contested in the pit, did they get it right? Did they get their venues right throughout Germany? Give me a quick take on that.
Yeah, they got it absolutely right. We're talking about 10 cities that are going to be hosting. Germany has amazing infrastructure for whoever's been there. Their stadiums look like spaceships. They're absolutely beautiful. The opener, Germany against Scotland, is going to be happening in Munich in the Allianz Arena. As you hear this, you should go on your phone and pull up a picture. It looks absolutely amazing. It's red. It turns white during the day. The venues that I would focus on the most would be BVB Dortmund. There's going to be definitely a few games there. And one thing to note about German stadiums as a whole, big capacities, minimum of 40,000. Allianz Arena, 70. We got Leipzig, we got Cologne, and we also have a very, very beautiful stadium in Düsseldorf, Germany as well.
Talking to Nico Bifsas, I'm getting pumped up for this. Hey, before we go into particulars on team to watch, I know which way you're leaning because we did talk off the air in a conference call, so I don't want to divulge that. And then we'll get to individual players that you have circled to keep an eye on. But let me ask you this question. This is going to get a lot of media attention. We're starved right now. We're waiting for the World Cup, man. I love the World Cup. I really and truly do. In 2026, we're going to have it in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. First time ever, three countries are going to have their toe in the water, so to speak. But tell me just what kind of groundswell, what kind of excitement do you see happening? And focus in on the United States. We know what it's going to be like globally. Will America get ramped up for this Euro 2024 starting on Friday?
America has to get ramped up because they have to study. They have to study the players. They have to study the teams they're going to be facing in 2026. And let me tell you, America hosting the World Cup is a very big deal because hosting the World Cup means that you have to represent your country. You have to play very well. And the fans have to get behind it. They have to get behind the USA team. And hopefully watch the USA team go top eight, even maybe top four. They definitely have the talent to do it. And I believe that hosting it in your country with your fans in the stadiums, filling them up and their support, it's absolutely doable. They have to hype up the team. They have to hype up the coaches. And they have to create an environment that no other country is going to want to face coming into the United States to play in the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be awesome. I look forward to it. You know, I haven't seen the TV coverage. I don't want to catch you off guard. How are we going to watch this? Are we going to get it on American network television? Are we going to have to go to the internet? Are we looking at Peacock? How are we going to watch it? I don't mean to catch you off guard here, and I meant to ask you about this, but how are people going to see this?
There's plenty of coverage for this. There's plenty of subscription websites that are going to be playing it for sure. I do know that Paramount definitely has bought already some rights to it, and so you can watch the games from there. Games will be starting in the morning. Germany versus Scotland is going to be 3 p.m. Eastern, and other than that, all the other games are going to be starting in the morning and finishing about midday. ESPN, I'm sure, is going to have the games on. Paramount Plus is going to have some games on. This is going to be fully broadcasted because, again, the World Cup coming to United States 2026 means that people have to already get engaged with soccer, my friend.
All right, let's get to some teams. And actually, let's start with team play. Give me some teams that you like, and we're going to keep you over. We're gonna take a break and bring you back for the second segment because you're into the NBA too, man. And I love this guy. Nico Bifsas is with us. And this guy knows his stuff. He is so much fun. And then I'll tell you how we all got together. Tell me some teams to watch, players to watch. Let's start with teams. And if we have to, when we run out of time in this segment, I'll cut you off, and then we'll carry you over to the last segment. Go ahead. Teams to watch.
Yes, teams to watch. All right, so we got about six teams to focus on. Those are going to be the big teams, the ones that are going to go for it. They're going to go to Germany to win it. I'm going to take the bookies' odds to kind of make up the favorites, who's the strongest favorite and who's not. Then I'm going to tell you my opinion about it. England is number one. France is number two. Germany, Spain, Portugal, and Italy. I am going to throw a wild card in there and put in Croatia. Croatia is a team that is small in population as a country, but they always manage to find a way to get to the semis and the finals, whether it's the World Cup or the Euros. So that would be the teams to watch for me. England has never won it. They have never won the Euro in their entire history. They were finalists in 2020 but lost to Italy. I feel like that makes them a pretty big competitor and favorite in this tournament because they got to be hungry and they got to bring it for their fans.
Talking to Nico, yeah, go ahead, continue on. You got about a minute, and then we'll take a break and come back on the other side. You like France, though. Let's cut to the chase. You really do like
France, yes.
Why? Why do
I love France? For whoever's watching European football, France is filled with players that are not only young but super experienced. Camavinga, Tchouameni are their midfielders. They just won the Champions League with Real Madrid. Now they're about to ship off and go to Germany and play to win yet another trophy. Kylian Mbappe is joining Real Madrid. Not a great season for him with Paris Saint-Germain because they didn't win the Champions League, which they really wanted to. Lots to prove for that team. Experienced, winners, and absolute beasts on the field.
All right, you sit tight. Go back, have a cold drink. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our man, Nico Bifsas, and we're going to have a way you can reach out to him because we are going to use him exclusively during Euro 2024. And this network, Dominic Jimenez, Rick Tittle, and I'm the dummy in the group. But now we got Nico. We got a star-studded lineup right here on Sports Overnight America. Sports Byline. We're coming right back. Don't go away. Presented by Mercedes-Benz of New England.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Tyler, World of Sports here. What do you want to drive? You want to drive Mercedes-Benz, right? Indeed, Mercedes-Benz of New England. I'm Marty Terrell here. We are in New England. We're headed to Dallas. We're getting ready for games 3 and 4 in Big D. We're looking forward to it. We'll come to you live from Dallas tomorrow, Wednesday into a Thursday, a Thursday into a Friday, and then we'll get back up to New England if the series is still going. We got Nico Bifsas with us. He is our soccer football correspondent. He is going to making his debut here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe on iHeart, TuneIn, and also on the American Forces Radio Network. How much fun is it going to be, Nico, with your predictions and your insights and your analysis heard globally on American Forces Radio Network? Not bad for a rookie broadcaster, huh?
One of the most fun times in my life, for sure, my friend.
No question. All right, so France, give me a couple sleepers, and then give me some players that we can circle. And I got my pen out ready to take some notes as we get Euro 2024 underway. And then we'll do some NBA and we'll do some fun stuff with you. Go ahead. Who do we look out for?
Here we go. France, we're definitely going to be looking at Kylian Mbappe, Camavinga, and Tchouameni. Those are three players that are going to be teammates in Real Madrid come September. Those are guys that are winners. They can go out. They can play their hearts out. And Mbappe, I would say for whoever likes to bet a little bit, I love Mbappe to be the top goal scorer of the tournament. And I also like France to win it. Those will be like my little tips here and there. We have Cristiano Ronaldo playing for Portugal. Most likely his last tournament. He's nearing 40 years old. He's still going to be present in the Euros. Not sure if we're going to be seeing him in the United States in a couple of years in the World Cup, but it would definitely be great to see him. And then Germany's the host. So I'm going to definitely mention Jamal Musiala and Florian Wirtz. Musiala is playing for Bayern Munich, definitely the biggest club in Germany. And Florian Wirtz is playing for Bayer Leverkusen, that last season lost only one game in the entire season, and that was their last one in the Europa League final against Atalanta.
Again, we're talking to Nico Bifsas here on Euro 2024. Dominic Jimenez, our producer and contributor, has laid it out for us, and he's right. Fox Sports 1 has the rights, Paramount Plus, other portals for streaming, but Fox Sports 1, wire-to-wire coverage of Euro 2024. That is good news. You know what I like about this in the World Cup? And, you know, you've been in the food and beverage business in the past, Nico. I love the fact that our pubs, our bars, our restaurants, man, oh, man, you know, in Rhode Island, Boston, San Francisco, Dallas, New York City, wherever you go, Euro 2024 is going to be on first thing in the morning. You got to love that, don't you, with the time difference?
Yes, the buzz is going to be crazy. No matter if the games are starting 9 a.m. or 3 p.m., people are going to be tuning in. And the buzz is going to be crazy because you have America hosts so many different nationalities, so many different people all across the globe. I'm sure every single bar and restaurant is going to be playing the games, whether it's a fine dining restaurant or a simple pub in the corner of a street. The people are going to be filling up, drinking some beer, having some snacks, enjoying some high-class games. And as I said before, these games are not to be slept on. Just because two teams are playing that maybe you're not familiar with the country or you don't know any players from them, it does not matter. Tune in, watch the game, watch these people put their feet, their hearts, and their bodies on the line for their country. Every country that's going to be participating in this tournament is going to be playing their hearts out for sure.
All right, Nico, let's switch gears here. Thank you. We're going to do this again, but I want to keep you on the line. Come on, man. I've been to the first two games. I love the fact that my Celtics are winning, but give me your take on the NBA Finals right now with Boston and Dallas. Is it over? Give me your take.
Yes, it is over, yes. Dallas is going to try to win one game tomorrow. I believe they don't have enough firepower to beat Boston. I expect Dallas to go at it, though, tomorrow. I expect the players to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. They've fallen short two games in a row. The games have gone under in points both times. Boston is just too overwhelming for Dallas. They have about seven or eight guys that can shoot threes. And Dallas, I was reading a stat this morning that Doncic is the only player from the Mavericks that has made 2 3-pointers or more in those first two games. That shows a clear, overwhelming feeling from the Dallas offense because the Celtics play defense. They're not playing around.
No, they're not. Hey, I want to spend some time with you personally. You grew up in Athens, Greece. Give us a little radio resume because your story is amazing. You don't have to go into great detail, but man, you have done so well in this country. I know your port of entry was Philadelphia. You're up in the Boston, Rhode Island area. And then I got a little secret for you. But tell us a little bit about you. And man, are you passionate about soccer and sports. You blew me away with your knowledge, which is why you're on our airwaves. Go ahead. Let's hear.
2011, that's where it all starts for me in the United States. Leaving Greece because of a economic hardship that my country was going through. My family brought me here. I've been watching sports pretty much since I can keep my eyes open for more than an hour. I've been playing soccer for the most part, martial arts. We came here in 2011. Philadelphia was the city that first hosted me and my family, and I'm grateful for that. We moved to Boston, New England, which was very welcoming until the winter came and I realized how cold it can get. But, that's okay. I still love the food out here. Still love the fact that I was able to come to the United States. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be a U.S. citizen finally after 5 or 6 years of holding my green card. And, you know, my story is just a hustler story. I've been in the restaurant industry forever. I've done a lot of jobs that were not very well paying, but I always gave it my all. The restaurant industry is what I stuck with because I love meeting people just like I met you. And making connections. And if I can get to talk some sports and exchange some ideas, that's also lovely.
Yeah, you're an amazing human being. And, you know, they always say you get one chance to make a first impression. And your knowledge of soccer, your knowledge of American sports, Nico, it blows me away. You are such an asset. And this time we've spent with you on the airwaves today is time well spent and well invested. I just love hearing you talk. And, you know, you've done your homework. You're into this. You're going to be such an asset here for the next fortnight, for the next 2 weeks. I want you to tell people, and I'm going to let you in, your boss and the owner is going to love you. But you work at one of the finest restaurants and affiliated with one of the greatest restaurants that I've ever experienced, and that is devoid of one molecule, not one molecule of hyperbole. Hemingway's, a stone's throw from the Brown University campus in Providence, Rhode Island. Brother, that place is amazing. Tell the world when they get to Providence why they should go to Hemingway's.
The main reason you should visit Hemingway's when you're visiting Providence or Rhode Island in general is because they have the freshest seafood in the entire city. Not only is the freshest, you have a very wide selection of choices that you can have, and every dish that comes in front of you has been cooked by somebody with love. The staff is going to treat you great from the moment you walk into the door, and really, there's no bad seat at the place. I mean, you saw it. You have the river on one side. You have the garden on the other. And even if you sit at the bar, you're elevated from everybody else. So you can get pretty much a 360 of the entire restaurant. Great wine list, great cocktails, and great staff overall. Taking care of guests every single day.
You know what's great, Nico, is you guys, because of Brown University being – worldly acclaimed, I mean globally acclaimed Brown University and Ivy League school. You have met people from all walks of life, right or wrong. Absolutely. Tell me.
Absolutely. I mean, I meet people from all over the place. Vegas, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco. And we get a very good amount of people that are out of the country as well. A lot of people come to Brown University from Puerto Rico, London, Greece, Athens, Greece. We got people from Germany, Austria, coming to Brown University, whether to study or whether to visit the college and make a decision based on if they're going to stay or not. But the multicultural environment that it creates in the restaurant has kept Hemingway's around for 38 years. So that is a very, very big accomplishment, especially, you know, considering the times going in and out, the economy going up and down. These restaurants stayed on forever.
Well, this is an unpaid commercial. We're not trying to solicit any advertising. We're just telling it the way it is. It is absolutely a remarkable place, and you are a remarkable person. Hey, one final thing. Tell us about, you're into the basketball, the Euro champion. I brought up Dino Raja, who, of course, played at Real Madrid and played for the Celtics. Shame on me. How did your team do over the weekend, and how big is the basketball over in Greece and over in Europe? European hoops is unbelievable. Give me a couple minutes on that real quick.
Yes. EuroLeague is something that I've been watching for a very, very long time. United States fans, if you're watching the NBA, absolutely give EuroLeague a go. You're going to watch a lot of teams like Real Madrid. You're going to watch Barcelona, Olympiacos compete for a trophy. But the most exciting part about it is that you're going to be watching some players playing there that most likely are going to get drafted to the NBA. Your team might draft them, and then you're going to be seeing them wearing the jersey you got at home. Very competitive games, high-level basketball. A lot of strategy goes behind, and maybe not as fast as the NBA and as glamorous, but definitely for a basketball fan that wants to watch pick and rolls, that wants to watch clutch shots, give the EuroLeague a go. I believe ESPN has bought the rights and they're playing every single game. My team is Olympiacos. That's the team that I've loved since I was 4 years old. Right now we're up 2-1 in the Greek finals, and we're hoping to close out tomorrow and get the chip.
Well, guess what? You got a home here globally at American Forces Radio Sports Byline USA. Nico, I love you, man. You are the best. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy has never done radio in his life, and if you could tell, you're lying, because this was solid as a rock. Dude, I love you. Thank you so much. Family and friends, say hello. I'm getting a lot of thumbs up in my social media right now. You have a great time, and I'll be in touch real soon. And as we move towards the weekend and right through the next fortnight of Euro 2024, Nico Biffsauce will be heard right here on Sports Overnight America. Have a good night. Peace out, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Marty. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Nico Biffsauce. Outstanding. He really was great. All right. And he's all over it too. I mean, he on Sunday was waxing poetically about the English Premier League and what's going on with Manchester City and the lawsuit over naming rights and advertising revenue and how the EPL is in a mess, and they're in their off season, of course, as City won what, fourth year in a row. But it was phenomenal. It was great. All right, we'll come back. Closing thoughts, screaming. What's on the world of sports tonight? Royals, Yankees. I'm paying attention to that tonight. Keep it here on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Yeah, Phillies, Red Sox get my attention tonight. I was tempted, really, being in New England. So, you know what? Let's go up to Fenway tonight and watch Phillies, Red Sox. But I thought better of it because the Red Sox are just it's hard to lay out money to watch them play. The ownership doesn't care. No, I just got through waxing poetically about soccer, and they own Liverpool or part of the ownership group with Liverpool. And LeBron James, by the way, owns a piece of the Red Sox, which makes my head hurt. I mean, I don't dislike LeBron. I really don't. You know, I had somebody recently say, well, you sound like you're down on LeBron. And I said, I'm not. You know why? Because I read something recently. You know what? Look at LeBron. He's going to be soon to be 40. And of all the superstars you've seen, he's been with the same woman since high school and I think junior high. No kids out of wedlock. No arrest record. He's lived up to every single advertising and promotional commitment. His charitable foundation is unbelievable. He's put an ungodly amount of people through college, has paid tuitions quietly, never telling a soul. He himself didn't go to college, right from high school to the pros. He has paid for full rides for inner city kids and others who simply couldn't afford to go to school. He wrote the check. How dare I? How dare anyone take a shot at LeBron James? I mean, you know, we're all human. We all got feet of clay, right? Same woman. No, you know, no kids out of wedlock. No arrest record. Paying for tuitions. Charitable work beyond belief. Again, is he perfect? No. There's one perfect person out there. And not even a person, right? But man, oh man, when I read that article, I got halfway through it and said, what's wrong with me? Anyways, I digress. Enjoy the sports, whatever you choose to watch or listen to tonight. Make it an enjoyable night. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Thank you, Nico Biff Sauce, for a great contribution. We're back at it tomorrow live from Dallas. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening here on Sports Byline, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Adios.